News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Post-mortem examinations will be carried out today on three family members found dead at their home in Drumgowna, County Louth. Mark and Louise O'Connor, who were both in their 50s, and their son Evan, who was in his 20s and had additional needs, are believed to have died from violent attacks at their home. A local Fianna Fáil councillor, John Sheridan, is on the line. John Sheridan, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
You would have met Mark and Evan at some charity events.
Good morning, Jonathan, and to your listeners. I suppose yesterday was a day of a lot of shock in the area, in this remote rural area, and I suppose now this morning the reality is dawning on everyone. So it's obviously very, very difficult. In relation to the family themselves, would have known them, particularly Mark was very much involved in sport and athletics, would have attended Dundalk Park Run, where I would have seen him. I know Evan to have attended Dundalk Park Run as well at different times, and would have met the family when canvassing last year in the local elections. It's a very remote rural area. You tend to remember your interactions during elections at most doors. So I do remember meeting that day and having the chat, and just can't overestimate, Jonathan, how much of a quiet, calm rural area it is. It's just a lovely, lovely community area, and that's, I suppose, what the deepest sense of shock is for the local community.
It was around 9 o'clock yesterday when the alarm was raised and Gardaí rushed to the scene. What was that immediate reaction like, John Sheridan?
Yeah, and I suppose even in that immediacy, you know, some of the initial Garda statements, it is such a remote area between three villages, Loud Village, Talonstown and Stonetown, that even the location of it was vague at the start. So, but obviously as word filtered through, and I suppose naturally people were piecing bits of the story together, and people obviously may have been reflecting on anything they saw or interacted with over the course of the morning. So all of that was coming to light, and I suppose that was being shared around in some cases, but ultimately then the official Garda statement, you know, did give more information. And then the reality ultimately when I was there on the scene myself yesterday, when you saw the small little cottage itself, you know, the reality of it really dawned. And I have to say the picture that's obviously now circulating of the three deceased is just absolutely heartbreaking, really and truly. And I think what I would say is not just my sympathies to the immediate family, but to the community, the sports and running community as well, that Mark would have frequented so often. But thinking of the work colleagues, and particularly the fact that Evan had additional needs, and all of those people with additional needs who would be grieving for Evan, words can't even describe it. And really, my thoughts go out to the person who came on the scene first. We understand it was a care worker who called the house regularly, and just, it must have been horrific. And I think for people, Jonathan, as just practical details emerge, and already in headlines this morning, people are seeing practical details. It's just to really brace themselves and mind themselves for that, because it's just absolutely harrowing. As I said, yesterday was the shock, but as details start to emerge, that's obviously going to be very, very difficult as the reality sets in for people.
Can I just ask about the community itself? Because this is a very rural part of County Louth. Louth is the smallest county, but there are parts of it that are very rural. I got the impression that where these people live was in the middle of that, a very small community, but very close.
Yeah, and I'll give you just a few examples from a few of the local GAA clubs. One local GAA club, Annaminion Rovers, only last month opened a new walking track, you know, again to promote community spirit. Last Friday we had a fundraiser in Louth Village for the Moctas GFC. So these are all local community groups that people would know and be affiliated with, and you would frequently see the family around in those neighbouring villages. So you know, that is very much why people are so shocked this morning, Jonathan.
Okay, we leave it there for now. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us. That's a Fianna Fáil councillor who is helping deal with the fallout amongst that community, John Sheridan from County Louth. Thanks very much for joining us, John.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.